Yeah. Straight from the heart. Yeah.
Yeah. I said, yeah. Nah, what's up, y'all? This is the Truly Brother Podcast, your host, / moderator, / expert in everything in life, / handsome man. / the best ever. Now we don't get the phone popping, but I'm just doing the pod, man. A lot of crazy things going on. Music wise, worldwide,
life wise.
So pretty much this is just gonna be a pod where you can relax, put your head down, you don't have to think about nothing, you get some laughs along the way, and maybe you might catch a light lesson tossed out here and there from one of us. We might say something smart. We don't consider ourselves super smart. We don't consider ourselves super dumb.
Might say something stupid else.
Right. Man, we just, some controversial shit.
We just niggas. Ordinary niggas being niggas. And playing the black man that we are every day. But still, we can be humble and we can be destructive at the same time. So, like I said, this is the Truly Versus Podcast. We here. I'm going to do myself first. My name is Truly Underrated. That's TRULEEUNDERRATED. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok. I'm going to go to right here.
Hey, man. I'm Ye Easy. You can find me on Twitter.
Pretty boy.
AKA Rico.
AKA Rico. They call me Rico. Or Cordy, they call me Goose at the job, too.
Yo, facts.
He's never there. Facts.
No. I'm Woody Handel. I got Facebook. I got Facebook. I'm going to be on there for 2 5 on Twitter, though. Yay, Azar, 4_, AZZAR. You'll find me there. So,
and my man to the left is?
Yes, sir. It's your boy, Tate the Great. You know what I'm saying? Many may know me as B.
AKA
Gold One Win. You know, you gotta rep the brand and all that. You can follow me on Twitter. Me on Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook if you want to. You know, Instagram is Tate the Great. My business page is Gold One Win, and we're gonna make it do what it do. We're gonna talk some shit today, you know.
So the first thing,
let's get right into it.
Yeah.
First thing, get right into it.
Yeah.
Is that Kendrick and Drake? They got the world going crazy right now. People are trying to pick sides. If you're a Drake fan,
you already know what side to pick.
If you would, first of all, let me start this pod off.
Oh, shit.
All right, I don't want nobody to misconstrue. Misrepresentation,
here
whatever.
Go.
It is.
Here we go.
Misunderstand. Drake is an ass. So I've never been a Drake fan at all. First of all, I'm a chaser. So Meek Mill. Yeah, I'm a chaser. First of all, Meek Mill. I like him when he fucking trying to diss me for the whole rap battle. So he's already been trash to me.
Listen,
I went on Melly and him. Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished? Drake is straight. So, if you're looking for an honest take about his music, you're not getting one from me. I'll go along like Drake. He's straight.
No, but listen, we got to keep, go ahead.
You
got
to be impartial about this, right? You know what I'm saying?
Why?
We all know that Drake strategically dropped certain types of music. And this battle is proof of it. He's dropping music so that it's not lyrical. It's stuff we could just bop to.
He makes music for
there's a lot of women that's gonna take Drake's side because they can play it, they can hear it in the club.
And a lot of niggas take his side, you know why?
I mean,
they're soft.
I ain't gonna disagree with that.
Drake and Rick, you ain't gonna do that to me.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Kendrick's barring up right now. You know what I'm saying?
It's when you doing a battle rap, then you gotta be strategic, like in this shit.
Kendrick being strategic with.
He is. He basically doing what he did.
He copied what Drake did. Drake did the blueprint when he did with Meek. As far as dropping track to track.
Yeah.
Once you have somebody on their neck, you don't let up.
Right.
So he took that from Drake. I give him that. Because when he went down Meek with the back to back, he got him with two diss tracks.
Yeah.
So he's following that.
He wasn't ready for that.
He didn't expect it because I ain't gonna back to back to back though. Even though he dropped his album, y'all wanna know. But after that, when he came with Summer 16, we're looking for Revenge and all that shit, when Meek did War Ready, it was crazy.
But this is the first time that Drake has an opponent that's lyrically better than him.
No, I disagree with that.
Who was
Pusha T?
Yeah,
but that, okay, so with Pusha T. But you're right.
You can't see that.
Well, no, a lot, but with Pusha T, you actually had to compete. Yeah. He didn't compete.
He didn't compete with Pusha because he felt like
he lost.
No, he felt like he definitely lost.
So I don't even call that. I don't even call that going up against.
He just felt like he had more to say if he go at Ye instead of.
But that wasn't a battle to me. That was a one sided.
It was definitely.
That was a battle. They both put out this record.
He definitely
did put out this record. Even though it's geared towards.
No. He did the WWE style that was at Pusha.
Oh yeah,
he did two birds, one
right.
stone.
No, that double freestyle wasn't. Didn't he have other people this one? It wasn't.
He was just a Kanye joint too.
So he never goes after anybody solo. He has to bring a group.
Right, because it's always been 20v1, as he said.
So Pusha T wasn't 20v1.
It's all like it.
He just inherited that from.
But he didn't go after Pusha T
either, because that beat wasn't the beat that was with Pusha at first. Pusha had his beef with Wayne.
Right.
So we just inherited it.
Right. Drake been throwing subliminals at Drake.
No. Pusha never.
I mean, Drake been throwing subliminals at Pusha.
He was stepping in on Wayne defense.
Yeah.
Pusha and Wayne may have these little things going on. But that's what it was.
But at the same time, like, you focus on the task at hand. Argue with Pusha T.
Yeah, but like, you can't.
Every battle you have right now,
he ain't come up under that. He couldn't really go at Pusha T like that.
Why couldn't he?
Because he ain't come up under that type of style that
Pusha T. This is hip hop. What do you mean come up because of
hip hop? Yeah, but this is hip hop, but he's an entertainer.
No, he said he's the best rapper alive.
No, that shit got voided when that Ghostwriter shit came.
Right, I agree with that. So he's the best entertainer.
Got voided when that Ghostwriter shit came up. He even said in an interview that he did with Elliot. He was like, in a barbershop, so. Yeah. He even said that, like, he's cool if people don't agree, like, he'd be the top, whatever, rapper and all that shit. You can't really put yourself in a category when you got writers.
Besides, you're expecting the people
like Kiss, Jay Kiss,
I agree with
Holes, and all, can't do that.
But back then, a lot of them rappers who were early lightning or late lightning in the early 80s had, it wasn't ghostwriters, but you had contributors helping with the song. So that's considered. Jada Kiss, you might have one of my
top 20. Listen to me.
We have somebody in this entourage give you a hook, like sitting in.
That's not contribution. This nigga had a reference track. That means I laid the track. You won't go in there and repeat after me and say this.
That's crazy.
Same cadence, same flow, all this shit. That's what he had.
Take me a
while. The boy's a lot of shit.
Side note to everybody. Side note, real quick about Drake.
And I'm fucking with Champagne.
I love Drake. One album that made me mad because he had a ghostwriter on it. If it's reading it, it's too late.
Yes. That's classic. I still listen to that shit.
Why did Next Door wrote that though?
Oh my god.
That's probably, they go and listen to Party Next Door reference on it. That's Party Next Door.
Oh my god, if I die.
That's the reference on it. That's my shit too. I put that.
First of all,
so I was mad. So when I was like, so the one fucking Drake album I like, the one that I like,
tripping.
He ain't like.
But Mike, he got
a good album.
Borrowed Rooms for Bitch Ass Niggas.
That was a hating ass nigga song.
That whole album, though, that whole album, like, no, we never want to get that type of music.
That Take Care.
The Weeknd did that.
So who's the biggest culture monster then? It's him.
Kendrick said it though. He kind of does. That's wild. But he stayed fast.
Is he?
Kendrick is going at this man's existence.
And the one thing I know for sure Kendrick is doing and pointing out is that he's picking a side where Drake can coach with him. Sometimes he play the white side, sometimes he play the black side. He plays whatever side he needs to.
But I'm gonna be real though. When he make them songs for them bitches, the motherfucking Jerome Picasso, Raise My Mind, and
go down the list, you know what I'm saying?
No, I
he became first with Sexy Red for a reason. Because you know the ratchet bitches love Sexy Red. All
right, listen. My thing with that, I'm going to be real. I'm thinking something totally different on that aspect. Like, I think it's a different agenda with that.
Yeah. Absolutely. It is a different
agenda. Okay, so I agree with that, though. Like, that right there is like.
That's pandering. He's picking who's hot right now and jumping on that.
Yours.
Okay, I'm saying. So, what has he. What has Drake created in this lane?
He created it. What he created? No, what he did, I'm going to be real. Right? Okay.
You're fucking chameleon.
No. What he did was stick it to. That's what everybody did. You can't say that. That's what everybody did.
Everybody's doing that.
Mike was Mike. Okay. Kevin came in and took it to another level. Ron came in and took it to another level. Like AI, you know, AI and Steph came into this with another level. Wide receivers, Jerry Rice and all of them, but Boss came and took it to another level. So
and Drake came in, he did come in and take the simping to another level.
No, he didn't. Listen, let me be real.
He took simping to another level.
Ja Rule was doing it though. He was okay. So he was
all his top songs is fucking melody songs with Ashanti.
So he knew it. I'm saying that he knew it.
50 did it.
50. Of course, right? Yeah, but he knew.
Are you saying 50 was
Drake was simping?
50 was simping.
Come on, I ain't not.
He wasn't simping.
But a lot of 50.
That style. That type of style
is 50. Not all his shit. Come, 50 got real.
So what's geared to a woman is totally two different things.
No, I understand it.
Okay, but that's not simping.
That's the shit though. I don't know. What's the song with, he was like, damn, because he drinks too much and smokes, but he drinks too much and smokes too many blunts and I'll be working out every day thinking about you. That's the thing. That's the dirty man. That's the shit though. Yeah, that's the shit though. I'm not gonna keep real, but that's not simple. That's like grabbing your girl and make a love slut. No, he hates Drake. Got that, but Drake hates niggas and love bitches and love simp ass niggas.
I hate bitches and love bitches. Drake hates niggas and love bitches. I love bitches.
And cry in the shower.
Like, no, is it Lily?
But here's the thing, there's a type of demographic. I would say, like,
Donnie in Dallas.
But that's
the thing. Like, 4 p.m. Toronto, all that shit.
Right. I would say this, though. Like, there's a certain demographic that Drake is making music for, and he knows it. You know what I'm saying? He knows that if you're on Miami South Beach, you know what I'm saying? You listen, you're not going to listen to Kendrick. Versus Drake.
No, you gotta listen to some Drake. They gonna do that beach. They at the party. The vibes. You got liquor. You got weed. You got all that shit.
You gonna listen to some Drake.
No, listen. You don't gotta listen to Kendrick alone and Cali alone is big.
Okay.
Exactly. He had the whole West Coast.
Yeah, the whole West Coast. That's,
and they were saying something yesterday that the West Coast is different than the East Coast.
It is.
Because the West Coast, they'll get a representative and they'll hold, so like Dre, Pac, Scoop.
Hell yeah.
They'll get the whole coast. So they'll get.
They ain't let nobody hold this though.
Okay, East don't do that.
Okay, gentlemen.
We don't y'all do that. East don't do that. Y'all no, New York don't do that. Jersey don't do that. Philly don't do
that's
that.
That's it. When y'all talking about one coast, we talking about London. We talking about Africa. We talking about Canada. We talking about Mexico. We talking about all over the world.
Kendrick shit is, I went to his concert, I ain't going front.
Is it bigger than Drake over there?
What you mean?
Who, Kendrick?
Is Kendrick bigger than Drake or something?
Is it a body in his white man? His tool?
I mean, listen, I'm just saying.
They both pay less people.
We're going to have to analyze, okay, man, whose music is making more, like, noise in some of these other places. Yes, Kendrick got the West Coast. Yes, he got Cali.
That's all you need. What's your
name? Cali is the biggest.
You go platinum over there. That's all you need. Okay. You go platinum, guys. You good. People don't know about Tech9. His name's Tech9. Tech9's my guy. Right. You from the West? I want to say he's from the Vegas. Don't disrespect me, because I know Tech9. Tech9 is an artist. Right. Not the bad rapper. No, the original Tech9.
Right now, I'm saying this, but over there, he's him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he sell out people, like, he's him over there.
But I'm saying, to bring it all back, Kendrick is carrying a whole coast. A whole coast. And as far as saying East, you got Philly, you got now, each city in each state hold their own, like Philly hold down there, right. New York hold down there, but you can be from the Valley, San Francisco, East LA, West LA, whatever, the whole West Coast, Las Vegas. Is that the Las Vegas considered the West Coast?
That's West Coast. Yeah.
So the whole West Coast got Kendrick on their back. The East don't do that. So he's bumping worldwide. Like, how can you... How can you not when you... Killing this nigga.
He told that nigga.
That's a bop.
That's a bop. That's definitely a bop.
He done with this.
That's some funny ass shit.
Every time I hear that, first of all, it's a bop.
Right?
It's a bop. It's a bop. It's a bop.
It's a bop.
It's a bop. That's a bop. That's a bop.
Let me be real. It's a bop. That's not even a. It's California, but that's more of a Bay Area sound.
Yeah, West Coast type sound.
Yeah, but like. No, West is two different types.
I know, so that's what
I like over there.
And you got the E40 flow. So,
right. So the Bay that's the best. So, like, when I say that, it's going to be like going, it's some shit they do like for Hyphy over there. Cause yeah. Big over there.
Keep the sneak.
No. That's bigger than him. Like,
that was my dude back in there. I don't care nobody say.
The nigga Mac Dre, right?
Mac Dre. Yeah.
Mac Dre. Yeah. Mac Dre is like how we look at Biggie and all that shit over here and Pac. Dave, Mac Dre over there, I swear, listen.
And Keith the Sneak Slander would not be tolerated.
This story time, I'm in school. Listen, I'm in school, I go to a party.
Tell me when to go.
I go to a party out there, right? I was in Northern California, just to be here. I go to a party, and a Mac Dre song came on. And I'm talking about the whole shit. And they just start going crazy. They start doing some shit, making this ugly face, and then start dancing and bopping back and forth. So I'm standing there, I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? So the girl was like, why are you against? I'm like, I don't know this. I'm like, I'm a trillion, I don't know this. That girl said, ooh, push me, and got away from me.
Oh,
damn.
You know what I did the following week? I learned that shit, I was in there.
She said, you can't get
right. Yeah. If I was like, yo, I'm like, yo, I don't know this shit.
I've been doing it until I can
crib up, see what?
I trip on all of your mix.
I've
been to like Houston, I've been to Vegas and stuff like that. They have a different type of style. I get it. Like, you know, in terms of like the music, if you don't know certain shit, like people won't fuck with you out there.
Yeah, you don't, like, damn, like, that's like they come here and you don't know certain shit that we like. Or
right.
Bop, you know that
right.
Shit that's legal. We all think we would be like,
we automatically just go, oh, like, oh, he in front
over there, like, he'd be like, damn, man, that shit, I feel
that's real.
So I'm like 19 at the time, so I'm like,
so imagine how
I learned that shit quick.
Oh, man.
So who does Drake have behind him?
Wayne? You
know what I mean? No, I'm not talking about as far as the people right now.
Oh, the people, okay.
The people, listen, I'm gonna be real.
No, it's Drake stands only.
No,
it's not Drake stands.
We don't call Drake and John, but I don't
know. Oh, and except Gilly.
No. Gilly's after seeing Joe, he just spoke about it. He said, no, Kendrick, he feel it. Gilly's a rapper, so he understands battle rapping.
Right.
Understand? But the type of battle rapper that Philly do, and the type of battle rapper that Jake do, like,
right.
Be real. What they doing right now, as it started off, like, this was it was like a kid and play rap battle. You saw how it started, right?
Yeah.
You saw how he battled on stage and kid and play like this.
Yeah.
It started off like that, but like, Philly with us, when we battle rap, we trying to kill your mom.
Yeah,
we trying to shoot. We trying to beat you up.
Well, first of all,
the biggest gun I ever had was in a rap battle.
Well,
I've been wearing my ass Jake Lowe for that.
No, you know it's the same. But like Philly, that's what we. Our mentality is different. So this is why, like, when you notice, like you can take it back. I don't know if y'all familiar with this shit. Like even with the headshots and top players.
Yeah,
like, it was like.
Yeah.
It was bad rap with DVDs, but when they saw each other, it could have went down. Like,
it could have went down, yeah.
Or some shit did go down.
That's true. That is definitely true.
So, like, we got a different mentality when it comes to bad rap, even how we battle.
Yeah, but we all know that.
I will say this, though. The fact that we're even debating about this is it makes it a closer battle than we actually think.
That's
if Kendrick just straight up just killed him, we wouldn't even be talking about, oh, yeah, Kendrick killed Drake.
That's not true.
That's all about it.
Talking about was Pusha T killed Drake, and that's all he did. Drake didn't respond at all. Right.
Let me ask you. Is it over, or who you think somebody won? Was it clear?
I think right now, at this moment, as we speak, Drake has no more ammunition for Kendrick.
Oh, that's a cat.
Okay, no, it's not a cat. You know why? Because even with the last song he did, he didn't have... What does he know personally about Kendrick?
I mean,
Kendrick's.
But what do you have to know personally in a rap?
Did you just make some shit sound good?
Yes.
So first of all,
I just talked to him.
Yes, Meet the Grand was a therapy session for Drake. It wasn't even as far as a diss. It was like, I'm breaking you down. First of all, I'm gonna start with So I'm with his son.
With his son.
His father. His mom. Oh,
his son, his son, his mom, his pop. Didn't.
Yeah. So he broke each family member down. So that was a psychiatric evaluation.
Yeah, but that's because his family. What was that? Not the push-up. He came through what's the other song? Family Matters, right?
Family Matters. Yeah.
But he didn't really say nothing really disrespectful. He just mentioned Kendrick's family.
No, he ain't say nothing. But that's the thing, though. This is why.
So you don't have any information.
This is why, yeah. The Art of War.
And with this song, with this song, Kendrick is letting Drake know, I got more to go.
He said it. That's why he said, it's a rare
before. Yeah, I can keep going. I guarantee you, Drake will not.
No,
this isn't over. Drake is definitely.
He's gonna take a week. My goal is gonna be a week. He might not come out with this trip.
How about this? I bet you Kendrick come with another diss trip before Drake does.
Well, even so, he's not stopping. They're not gonna keep coming out with diss tracks towards each other. They're gonna hop on other songs and like those start keep throwing shots as they are for years. This is like
Drake made this personal. Kendrick is not stopping.
This ain't just start though. Like they ran the whole
for years.
Since 2010.
That freestyle that Kendrick had, the BET freestyle, one of the best freestyles.
Ha ha. That's
Kendrick got some shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love lyrical shit, but I understand what Drake
even when he had the tour with Big Sean, it wasn't just about Big Sean. When he was dissing Big Sean.
Yo, it was crazy. Big Sean dropped. No, nobody even talking about it.
Who's that? Who's that?
The Heart 4. Yeah, that's great.
Oh, that's great too.
Next Big Sean hit out two songs. Nobody talking about that shit.
Who?
Big Sean.
Recently?
Yes.
He did.
Nope, he hit out two songs. Nobody's talking about that
shit. Anybody can drag. I'm going to be real though. Like, yo. Anybody can drag right now. Nobody clean that shit.
Right.
Unless it's preachy. And that's
the truth. You don't talk about that.
Crazy.
No. What I'm saying is, unless it's somebody got something to do with in this, what's going on.
Now, what's one of
these?
Future was upset at Drake because they didn't do What a Time to Be Alive too.
So why they beef? Right. So why is Drake and Future?
Because of that. Because he did Her Loss with 21.
Listen, all that shit be fixed.
I don't know what it was. But they already beefing over some bitches. You know what I'm saying? First of all, 99% of the time, why men?
First of all, Drake is beefing over bitches. How do you fuck Wayne Jones while he in jail?
Oh, that was crazy.
Bitch nigga shit.
That's a bitch. Just never going to fit, right? That situation was just a piggyback off that. Is Drake wrong or is the girl wrong? Just like the girl wrong. What if the girl chose him?
Chuckle bitches?
The girl, exactly.
The girl? This nigga's wrong. That's your man.
Hold on, one second though. We cannot stop a hoe from being a hoe.
Okay, you know what Drake did? That's like my boss. That's like our boss hired me and I fucked his wife. Nigga, you got me the job, and I fucked your bitch. I wouldn't be here because of you. And I fucked your joint. That's what more than Drake to anybody.
True, but listen, Drake didn't hire you. Not talking about Drake, but like, I agree to a certain extent. I'm only saying this because, all right, listen, if that's your homie, right, if that's really your homie, and that, and I'm doubt it was Lil Wayne, and you said it like that wasn't his main John.
Right, it's a lot of times guys don't go and tell their homie, like, yo, listen, you're a lot of guys just play it cool and play it to your face, like, no, it's still be.
Drake told me.
After the fact. Come on, man. Right. That's not just a regular nigga. That's like.
But you know, he might joke after the fact.
It was a problem enough for somebody to mention it.
The fact that they probably talked about it.
Wayne talked about it before.
Wayne did talk about it.
And that's bitch nigga shit. That's your nigga that
I wouldn't condone that. I would say that. I don't think
that's
that
girl, at all.
Exactly. If that was his girl, all right, so here's the thing. If that was his girl, then that's a total foul. We all got somebody.
But we all know which one is a jump off.
Right. If she a jump off, she a double.
Okay, but then you being secretive while the niggas in jail, you creeping around.
Well, let me break something down. You know the rules of the game. Wives and baby moms are off limits.
Okay, so if it wasn't a problem, the public would have known about it. But my point is, if it wasn't an issue to Rain, you wouldn't have said nothing about it.
No.
Why talk about it? That's why
Wayne, I mean, Wayne was just having a conversation, like, oh yeah. He was like, man, he was joking about it. Like,
you know
what
we do? Yeah, she went about me.
I mean,
oh,
no, I mean, like, that's not Wayne.
Oh,
yeah. Wayne understand it because Wayne come from that club. Like, all right,
Wayne probably said, all right, I'll text you nigga. And it was like, I'm like,
especially Wayne. But if you know that you can get.
First of all, you understand, niggas don't do that.
Well, Drake is known for stealing niggas' bitches.
Not even about that. Not just Drake. I'm saying
that's his.
I'm saying them. Period. Some of them don't be honorable to tell your homie like, yo, your girl choosing. I'm gonna keep it real with you.
Yo, if
that's what we're all about.
If you fucking my chick. And don't tell me.
Right.
And I'll continue to fuck
out. That's your girl. That's out of pocket. That's your girl.
Before I hit, can I tell you, like, yo, I ain't gonna fuck. I think you wanna give me some pussy. Alright, I'm gonna let you know when I'm giving you the gamble. Right.
Your head's up. Did you do it anyway?
No, I'm telling you. Let's see what you're saying.
Right.
I'm bringing it to your attention, like, yo.
I don't care.
But some things gotta keep it real. Some things don't keep it real.
I mean, but I don't care.
If you say you don't care and she choosing, yeah.
Right, exactly. You know what it is, though? You know what it is?
So you still do it.
But if you feel like.
Yeah, my man gave me a fucking
retort. Listen, I'm coming to you and gauging the temperature. How do you really feel about this girl? I said, yo. You're surely charging me some pussy.
Exactly.
And you be like, I don't care, go ahead. That's the thing, my bitch.
You, if you, all right, you're right, you're the way
but you know, if you like, oh, for real? If you act like, if you like this, like, damn, for real? Like,
so we go up there and sound real, and we'll be like, all right, man.
That's how I know. That's his girl.
All right, go for it.
All right, go for it. Let's do that.
That's what I got to the kids. Like, damn.
That's my kids. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, even if she choosing, right? If it's true,
so you will fuck her and let me go back to like.
No.
I'm breaking it to you before I even hit.
Right.
We're gonna go down.
Right.
Let's say we all know.
Right. So let's say I tell you, yo, I don't want you fucking no longer. Stay away from me. I love him.
Want you fucking him?
That's wild. That's wild, bro. I'm just saying,
stop
fucking my girl.
That's nasty, bro. You don't need to be with her.
No, I don't want you fucking so much.
You feeling me? She be out somewhere, she feeling me, or I see her somewhere, she feeling me, or whatever. I don't press the issue, but as men, we know what somebody feeling.
Oh, so what it is? Let's say you fucked already. Scenario. Say you fucked already. Say, like, all right, I said I ain't care in the beginning. You fucked already. It's been a couple of months now. I get back with her. Are you serious?
I'm not hitting her.
Would you tell me that you fucked her?
Yeah.
If I said I want to make her serious,
I'm going to tell you why. I'm like, look, beloved. I hit it. But I don't not worry about me ever trying to cross you with none of that shit and none of that being gonna make it awkward. Go ahead. Y'all cool. You don't worry about me ever.
So is that the first time you tell him that you hit her, or would you hit her the first time that you're born? Because all I did like that.
No, I'm hitting her the first time I'm telling her.
Right.
Because you my homie, because at the end of the day, we share with showing type of female shit.
Exactly. Drake is a nigga that will fuck your bitch and then kiss your baby at his christening.
No, he's not.
That's why.
I love you.
But the thing is, Drake was my homie, right? You know what I'm saying? And
you got a BB.
I got a short
that bitch and a baby.
Be seeing every now and then and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And he comes like, yo, bro, I hit you shorty and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's not my only girl. If that's not my main girl,
I can't really be mad at that.
Sometimes
it happens that quick.
I'm saying, like,
yo, real shit.
Situations
be happening
quick,
like, damn.
You'd
be surprised if
somebody gets like, someone. Like,
now,
but fuck the girl. I don't care about the girl. The girl
will
be the girl.
Right. That's why a lot of them don't.
No, 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 no. I'm saying, but I'm saying, I'm saying, a lot of niggas these days don't keep the bro code.
They don't.
They don't. Because there's a lot of
whole ass niggas out there.
You know what?
There's a lot of whole ass niggas out here.
Like I said,
they practice hoism.
They fuck the baby, they take the kids in that night.
Rise and baby mom, they have limit. Like, if your baby mom, like...
Yeah, that's off. That's off limits from the rip. That's off limits
from
the rip.
Even if you pass away. Not you, I'm just saying. Like, if somebody passed away, that's my home.
You wish death on.
That's right. That's crazy.
I'm just saying.
But no, that's
your life.
You don't run, you don't touch nobody's baby mom, anything like that. That's dirty mac.
Just keep it real.
That's dirty mac into the bullets.
That's it. Like, no, I ain't going for it. Like... If I like a girl, like, damn, I'm feeling the girl, right? I'm feeling this girl, and, okay, I only gonna do, like, you know, I think she's choosing, whatever, whatever. All right, you my homie, if she chooses, that's the name of the game. She chose, let her go. I'm not gonna fight you, get mad if you start fucking
her.
It's cool. Right. She chose. I'm not mad, you told me. You ain't do no slime wall shit and then did it, and then kept doing it, then it come out, then I found out, you tell me.
No. I think grown men be like, all right, like, if I ain't fucking with her no more.
But ego's getting away, you're like, I'm not mad at my boyfriend.
That's what it is. A lot of these beefs that's happening right now because of the ego, because, like, damn, like, I thought my bitch would never do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm mad because my bitch fucked this nigga.
It's one of two things. You know what I'm saying? It's one of you not being honest about if you care about that girl to begin with. If you care about that girl to your man, tell you what,
niggas care about these bitches.
That's why I don't do it anyway.
That's why we get a girl here, because like she would confirm that niggas be pillow talking, they be doing all of this
first
shit.
First of all, this generation, these niggas are
new bitches. These niggas are new
shit. These niggas are new bitches.
Yes.
That's a fact. But I'm saying the bro code, by the way. Even if I didn't give you permission not to fuck her, I still wouldn't, because I'd be like, the bro code in me is like, that's my nigga, and I can't fuck her knowing that he fucked her. Now, if it's a random, there's a difference.
Yeah, okay.
There's a difference. Now, a girl I kind of like.
Absolutely.
If you was somebody serious.
If we at a party, right, and we all see the same joint, and we know that she down to get it popping, and she calling you on the 9th, and then calling you on the 10th, and then calling you on the 11th.
Right.
That's community. That's for everybody.
Right, but just like what Ye said, though, like, this is why I hit before, like, yo, bro.
That's community. That's community.
You ain't got to worry about me.
So I ain't getting mad at that alley cat. That's for the alley.
We just gonna be Eskimo brothers.
Right. I mean, I ain't gonna.
Of course not. No, no, no. That's the thing.
Chips is what? Good as shit.
First of all, I carry my shit around like it's a shield. That's I carry my protection. That's
wild. You gotta keep it real.
You got to.
They don't keep it real, no matter what.
Let me be real. Girls not gonna always keep it real. They gonna take shit to the grave.
Yo, there's some shorties I know.
Not just shorties.
That's on some wild shit.
Some parents take shit to the grave. That they had shit that they done that they fight.
I know some happily married people that's out here.
No, my mom passed away, so I know she took some shit.
You know what I'm saying? That's just like,
Alright, first of all, I know you got some shit that you can't tell nobody.
No, actually, I don't have those real shit. I really don't.
No, you got shit. I know. I got shit in my life.
I don't have no shit about, damn, that's some grand man shit.
It's a lot of stuff that I know that is none of my business.
I'm not talking about grinding against
that. There's a lot of stuff I'm
not talking about. No, not grinding shit, like some over shit. What's wrong? Even when it comes to like female boys, I don't have none of that shit on me. Because, like, listen, I'm gonna be real. I've been through a lot of shit. I've been cheated on.
Yeah.
Real girls have arguments. I've been through everything. I've been through every emotion that shit could go through and cycle that type of shit. It's married before.
Would you do it again?
Yes, marriage is a beautiful thing.
Would you know right now?
If I come across the right one,
right.
Willie Wood.
Are you looking for the right one?
Am I looking?
Yeah.
I'm 36. Why would I?
Oh, I'm saying, are you enjoying your freedom as far as anything?
My freedom? I'm always going to do my freedom. Yes.
Or are you enjoying single life? I know some people don't want to get a relationship at all.
No. I'm enjoying the single life. No, I'm enjoying the single life, but nobody want to be 70 and alone.
Right.
Drake said that.
Pull for the record.
bitch ass kid. Oh, well, the way he's living his life, he's gonna be alone.
But that's real. Or you gonna be with a man? Let's ask this. I think we're looking at it from like a different perspective here. Like, what is being alone? You know what I'm saying? Is being alone not being able to get some pussy?
No, like, not, or, no, but like, listen, let me be real, right? Listen, you want me to all be real right now. Listen, a lot of us that have, you gotta say it, like, being alone is like, not about pussy, it's just like, after a while, you don't even give about sex anymore.
That's my point.
After a while,
it's gonna be about sex. Because the only married one in the room.
After a while, it's not about
sex. Sometimes in life, there's droughts.
Like, right, sometimes it don't be about sex. It's just about, like, yo. It's about the companionship.
It's about being, I don't want to leave this earth by myself.
Right.
That's my point.
But, okay, all right. When you leave this earth, right, when we all leave this planet, are we not by ourselves?
We are.
We don't die together. But
what I'm saying is, like,
you know what I'm saying? Somebody watches us.
All right, listen.
Go. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it was an episode of Mario, right? It's, y'all watch Mario.
Yeah, okay, it is.
I'm surprised you used to come first of all, you used to come to watch Martin, but it was an episode.
First of all, I started knowing about Martin back in Def Comedy.
Like, of course, yeah, but there's good niggas here that never watched Martin in life.
Yes. When I went away to college, I met some of the alright, here's the thing. I went to Penn State, right? So there's a lot of people.
You met a lot of people
said they was from the Philly area, right? But us being from like Philly, we know like the Philly area is not Philly. You know what I'm saying? So they'd be like, I'm from Bethlehem or I'm a town. That's not Philly. All right, I got you. I was at the Rock, but it's like, yo.
What did that happen?
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
He said, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, with the sharpener. And the sharpener did.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he was talking about what he was like, Keith had it.
See that Keith had it. Talk to me, guys. Old 90s movie, y'all. Y'all got to get the
That's what I'm saying. People don't know that.
She's telling.
But that's the thing, man. Like, you know, when it comes to, like, you know, look, why a lot of people beef, it's because of women. You know what I'm saying? It's because of women.
I've seen Tupac interview before. He's like,
yeah, man, I know you know what I'm like, talking about. Yeah, go ahead.
He said, hoes get horny, niggas die. And the nigga said, when hoes get horny, niggas die. He said that, like, if you go to a funeral, it was a bitch that was there with the nigga the night before.
Well, think about it. Think about who's in the jail right now. Think about who's in jail right now. A lot of emotions are in jail. A lot of emotional men are in jail because of why? They felt the way about something.
No.
I don't like how this nigga made me feel, so I had to kill him.
It's just words.
It was like, damn. It's just words. Exactly.
Words powerful though. Words
and so you see, yes. So y'all see right now how this situation all tries and ties into Drake being a bitch. Some simp ass nigga shit.
I mean, listen,
I don't really know that. What a soft ass niggas that wipe from the back to the front. Bitch
nigga. That's a wild way to wipe.
They sit and piss. Bitch ass.
Not to get away from what we was talking
about.
Right. Like. Not like about having the pain shit, right? Like this is not sometimes it'd be even say.
I don't wanna leave this earth by myself. I know we all die, right? Like, but I see a lot of people in the hospital beds by themselves, man.
Yeah.
And I don't wanna leave this earth not knowing
he'd be by himself.
That I love someone or knowing that someone loves me. That's
it. You know how many parents, like a lot of like parents like in the like grew up like are either they dad died early. Right, like our parents, like they are dead, like, you know, died early, or they ain't choose the right one, and then you look for the kids to be like, in a way, like, parents are looking for the kids to be like, they spouse, like, in a way, like
son of husbands.
Son
of
husbands.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
We know so many people that got son of husbands.
Right? That's my man. That's my son.
You know what I'm saying?
That's my son.
That's my son.
That's husband.
Like, and you don't want to do that because the purpose of life is to find somebody that you can really do.
Yeah. Or we all fighting each other for the same stupid reasons. Everybody, people don't want to admit that they're vulnerable. People don't want to admit that they need people. People don't want to admit that they can't do anything by themselves. Everybody is trying to get one up on the next one. You're not paying attention to the life passing you by.
Right.
And then you wake up, and you're 60 years old. I don't want to leave this earth and not have nobody. I got
that. That's right. That's right. That's
right. There's nobody feeling that dealing with somebody that really gets you.
Exactly.
And you understand them, they understand you.
My mom died divorced with nobody. Mm. With no husband in the house.
That's what I'm saying. It takes for us to lead with
love. So understand her frustration.
It takes for us to lead with love, though. We have to understand that, yes. People are fucked up on here, but it's up to us to change that. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard,
you know, right? So you have to protect yourself, of course, but like we got to be in a position where
it's hard on some things that because everybody is looking to come up on everybody. So you got you got the girls that come to be like, all right, what should we do for me? Right? Mm-hmm. Now the flip side, then the guys know what you can do for me. So now it's a battle, you know, right? And it's a battle with all right.
See, the girls, the girls want. This is just a joke, but I mean, it is a joke, but girls want more stuff than men. It's a joke, though. We just don't piss them off. And then, that's why. That's
girls don't want stuff from men.
But well, you know what it is? It's what are we willing to do for the pussy. A lot of men are willing to die. A lot of men are willing to go to jail for it. A lot of men are willing to marry it. They want to simp for it. They want to trick for it. They want to do so much just to get some, just to get a feeling.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know why they go back to the subject? They start older too. Like, you know, it's why you see this a lot of now. Like, a lot of older guys with the younger one, right? You try to get them young because they don't really need too much. They younger, I don't really need too much. I mean, younger, I don't really need too much.
Yeah.
Like, as we see, sorry, but we see. We see at work.
I was not sorry.
A lot of older women is going for the younger guy too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they need to manipulate the younger guy easy. Mm-hmm. The older woman.
I mean, I think that's just.
Well, you know what it is? With age, it comes wisdom. Well, so we know that.
But
you can't tell a 40-year-old woman what to do.
But with age, it comes wisdom. But there's a lot of people that's older don't have no
wisdom. But it's vice versa because when you're a man, too, sometimes some older men will want a younger woman because you can shape them and mold them to a different
way. It's a different type of getting a younger woman than this is what you aiming for. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, if you come across a young woman, right, let's say like in your 40s, you cross line in your 30s. What you do?
I was trying to think
about
that conversation.
Or even like, say you in your 40s, you come across a woman that's in their 30s or high 20s, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You don't know how you come across it. Right? If you come across it like you just trying to be on some, you get attention to this. It's like wrong.
Like, is she pursuing you or are you pursuing?
Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, is she pursuing you?
I think it's easier if when a younger woman pursues an older man than when an older
it's
man.
It's easy.
When a younger woman pursues an older man, that's
because they already know
what they like.
You know what I mean? So when the older man trying to pursue a younger woman, it's kind of like.
But my thing personally. Younger, like me dealing with somebody younger, I'm like I said, I'm fixed.
So what's your cutoff? What's your cutoff for you?
Right now,
like the youngest you would need.
Like Brie Dave, you gotta be with yourself. 29, 30. I've never really been that guy that really, yo, I'm dealing with a young girl.
Cause I've always been an older woman.
I always stayed in my either 2 years younger or my age or older.
Right.
Like, you get what I'm saying? So it ain't really far-fetched. Like, it ain't... I
was the opposite, though. Like, when I was 16, I had a girl that was 26, right? I lied to her, and I knew her I was 18, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Lord.
And, like, I wanted that experience. But, like, as I got older, I was like, okay, what is it that I'm looking for in these women? What I'm saying, because these older women already were set in their ways. They already knew what they wanted to do, and they already knew what they wanted. You know what I'm saying? As I've gotten older, I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. I'm a grown ass man. You can't tell me what. I'm not your son. You know what I'm saying? They get offended when they say that. But it's like, hold up, like. I gotta let you know I'm still a man at the end of the day.
So like, girls, I ain't gonna front. I was 26. I think she was like 24. It's probably the time for my mother.
I was 19. She was 30.
Man, this girl cut me to. I lied about some dumb shit. I lied about me being in the house.
She taught me.
And all I had to do was keep it real. When I say this, when I say she cut me, she cut me off. Coon Jersey. I was hurt.
I'm still trying to find out. Baby, I had to have it to me. Like, I was balling.
Yo, facts.
I called myself right there. This broke my heart, man. I'm mad at that. I'm fine.
To be like that, bro.
I was driving 90 in a parking complex. I said, I love this bitch. I know. Damn, what are you doing to me?
We all got, all right. Then we all got
I was crying.
My car has seen so many tears from me because, like, listen, I've been fucked up over a while.
And you know how she did it too? She sat me down in the living room and talked to me. And then the dude that she was messing with walked out the bedroom.
Oh,
I was sitting
there. I know.
I had.
And he was like, yup. It's all right, buddy. I said, he buddied me.
He buddied you.
Yo. See, but you handled it well, though, because a lot of niggas who don't
I was 19, so I didn't know. Like, I'm telling my friend, I'm like, I'm about to get killed, little bitch of birthday. And you come out the room like the fucking Hulk. He had to sat down too, and put the break up. They both broke up with me. They had a conversation, so they didn't even see the fucking word.
I had a girl send me a song. She sent me Destiny's song. If it'd be like, if I don't have the phone like I used to, boy, you talking to the first time. I'm listening to the song. I'm like,
all right.
Oh shit.
So she put it through an R&B.
She dumped me.
The first time I got my heart broken. The first time I got my heart broken was in high school.
She RB'd you?
Yes, she did.
The first time I got my heart broken was in high school. This girl was a thot. But I fell in love with this thot because she did some nasty shit to me and I loved it.
Homes are fun.
Yo, I love shit. But it was one day, right?
Let me cut you off before you finish the one day. It ties back to Drake. Bitch, come on. All this ties back to Drake.
I can give you that.
Bitch.
But the one day, right? I called her, you know what I'm saying? And I'll never forget this. Her friend answered the phone and was like, what you want? I'm like, huh? My
friend.
Let's talk to my girl. You know what I'm saying? She was like, she don't like you no more. Click.
Damn. Wow. Damn, somebody else broke with you?
Oh, yeah, I got it. Like, yes, I got broken up with by the girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, she don't like you no more. Click on me. That's I was like, oh. That's back when we had fucking,
you know the crazy
part? Next times.
Y'all might be together right now. Because it was really an affinity break up with him. So cheating on this time.
Nah, listen, I'm cheating on this time. Where you at?
You ain't called right back. You just got hung up with
him. I was hurt. I was thinking what to do. I'm still like,
bring on, bitch. Put the bitch on the phone.
I was like, yo,
what's up, dog?
Yo,
this ain't real.
So look, the thoughts that was going through my mind at this time, I was like, damn, like, she don't like me no more.
This ain't real.
She breaking up with me?
This ain't real.
Fuck, I was fucked up about it. So, like, I've never dealt with that before. I'm like, damn, like, oh my God. Like, somebody don't like me no more? What the fuck? Like, what did I do? I was like, I was going through the whole motions and shit. And he ain't never talked since then.
Nah, a lot of us turn into monsters because of our first heartbreak.
I ain't gonna
fuck. A lot of
us. Except several heartbreaks.
I think a lot of us turn into monsters because the girl that we wanted to take seriously didn't take us seriously. And that's why. So it's not like all guys start off with reality thing like we love the girl.
No, but the shit that what I've noticed
and then you just kill them.
Shit like that happening because we always go after the girl that we like instead of going after the girl
that like us. Right. Yep.
You got that's what the girl that like us. I swear to God, you'll be peaceful.
And you know what's crazy? The girl that like us is probably a good solid seven. Yep. She's not going
to
be the
dog. No, but the good side to that is, all of us had a girl that really, really liked us, but we didn't really, really like them.
Yeah, thought she was annoying.
No, but like, you know, like, either they would be like semi-pretty, or you'd be like, oh, you like this.
No, but I learned this because that's what I'm talking about. Like, there's always something. The only thing it'd be, something we don't like.
Well, right? If they're willing to listen, if they're willing to be cooperative.
But the girls that like us, they are willing to listen because they like us.
Yeah. I love somebody that can listen. If you could listen and just understand, like, yo, I'm a man, I gotta do what I gotta do. I'm working, I'm grinding, I wanna be better.
The most
shallow. If you understand that, you would get everything from me. Like, I'm saying,
let me ask y'all this. Have you ever lost someone, like, or lost teacher? Like, call this. I know they, I go to like little cities where I don't want to be bothered by nobody. Mm-hmm. Right? I might wake up one day, don't want to be bothered. Well, no, right. Nobody did nothing to me.
I just don't want to be bothered by. I don't want to people today.
Here's the thing.
Not just that, I do that shit for like a month or two.
That's real.
Right? I do it for a month or two.
You just move like, you don't tell me, I know what you do.
But yeah.
I'm not doing nothing crazy. I'm not doing
I know, but you just do yourself.
I'm just working.
Yup.
I'm just focused on what I need to do for me. And some people don't understand.
Bro, listen, Mike, I understand. We both lost our mother, right?
Yeah,
my mom was my only parent. You know what I'm saying? My dad died back in 94. I was 3 years old when my dad died. I watched him die. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's crazy. So the thing is, having my mom as like my only like source of like parental figure and stuff like that, and trying to figure out what it was like growing up in South Philly, the concrete jungle, you know what I'm saying? And realizing like, okay, there's things what to do and what not to do. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, sometimes when you lose a person that's your person in life, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to be bothered by nobody. You want to just, you know, go live under a rock sometimes. You know what I'm saying? To this day, I'm like that, you know? At work, sometimes I'd be like, yo, listen, I'll right before I go in, I'd be like, okay, let's do this. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I got to be like a certain way. But like after work or like before work and after work, I'm like this in my car. You know what I'm saying? Because like,
life be life.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not always like the way I am at work and shit.
Our land be get crazy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You
know. Y'all understand? Listen, y'all know. Like, y'all know how stressful that shit can be sometimes. Like, yo.
Yeah.
When you gotta deal with so much complaining, you gotta deal with so much shit. Like, yo, they don't just understand. Like, yo, they don't know what it's like to lose a parent and have to survive through life at 21 years old. You know what I'm saying? And like, have to learn about fucking funeral arrangements and shit like that, wills and last, like, you know, insurance and shit like that. Like, you gotta deal with real life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, of course we'll turn to drinking. We'll turn to, you know what I'm saying, chiefing and shit like that. Like, niggas go through some real shit. But, like, you gotta put on not a show, but almost like a mask. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta put on a mask. I ain't got time to worry about the little frivolous shit sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So, like, hey, I understand what you're saying. Like, you know, sometimes I don't even want to talk to people. But you got to talk to people. It's like, fuck. All right, let me take this mask off.
But that's why it ties back into having a person with you. Like,
yeah,
who wants
yeah,
to go through life like that? Although that's always been one of the experiences. I don't want to live how I watch and I seen in the mail with my mom or her situation. I don't want to die like that.
Right.
I don't want to leave this. Like, it don't matter what it is. Like, when we get on there.
But that's why I want to have, you get somebody to understand you. Like, I'm having one of those joints, if we in the house together, and it's a big enough house, just say, like, all right, I'm not gonna do it for a month if we're living together.
Right.
But, like, I might say a week, like, I'm gonna sleep in the bed and all that, but I might come in and just wanna just chill in the basement.
But I think that perfect one shit is good, right? There's not something that's a perfect one for somebody.
No, nobody's perfect.
That's what I'm saying.
You understand, like, ain't no perfect girl, like,
all right. But guys, single guys, and single women, today gonna be super picky.
No, it's only super picky because nobody really take the time to really learn shit, understand shit. Like, for example, right? Coming from where we come from.
Like, how is it, all right, like, y'all both single. So how is it from 10 years ago to now? Before I even finish, Drake's a bitch book, that's how that still ties into all this. Drake's a bitch ass nigga, and he lost. Like, he lost one. Like, he's low on hill. You just lost one. It's so silly how funny. So he's straight. But to tie it together, dating now.
Dating 10 years ago, like, All right, so 10 years ago, what? I'm 36, I was 26. And 10 years ago, it was a
different... It was easier or harder?
It was easier than at 26 because I'm 26. I'm 26, I got my own house. You got your own spot in your 20s. Definitely just living. Right? So, like, it's like you ain't really... Therefore, they ain't 22, so therefore, nobody really expecting a lot.
Because when I was 22, I was a fucking...
Well, that's the thing.
And nobody expecting a lot, so you they need to just like, all right, around the time, like, I'm saying, this is around the time hookah really start, the hookah scene over here where we start jumping off, like, so we put that one hookah lounges and all that
but shit. Is it easier to communicate with
people? All right, here's the thing.
It's hard. Like, it's like, I hope they have a short
time. Nobody's harder now because the music influence. Social media, not music, but social media influence. So they look at more celebrities' lifestyles,
right?
And think they're supposed to have that, right? So if you think about it, a lot of females and some guys, you're looking at like any both. This right person, they look at these celebrities' lifestyle, which I even say that and live that, right? So then you start doing things behind your means, all this shit, right? Then the pandemic came.
I think that would show
on the kills back as far as how we all do for the other.
Everybody was getting food on that time.
So dating, right, was so much different 10 years ago versus now because we have so many ways to get a date. It's like, there's no challenge in anymore.
Yeah, all the ways except talking.
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
You can date, but when you look
at you create an online profile.
That's cool.
You can put all of the stuff and follow you online.
But what I'm saying is, it's more now, like, you can really be on social media, you can be whoever you want to be.
Yep.
It's not really that hard.
It's the ultimate stage to be somebody.
Everybody's here. Both males and females. Yeah. Everybody is fake.
Because if you know somebody in real life.
I'm sorry.
No, you're right. If you know somebody in real life, you see them online, you're like, that's not true. That's not really you.
That's the angle.
My man Drake said that.
It all ties to something like to being a bitch. Drake.
It's the everybody need. Everybody's seeking validation right now. One of my strangers. And this is what goes on.
So I'm saying you're seeking validation from somebody you don't even know. Because I see people going on first dates and no one's talking.
Oh, they'd be right there on your phone.
I'm gonna be real. That
shit all the time. Hey, what's going on?
I got a date story. I left a girl at a date. I left, like, literally left.
One single one.
I left her, right? I'm talking about, like, all right.
What happened? She did? What she did? All
right.
Let's talk about it. Fuck that bitch. Why you leaving? Fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch. Why you leaving that bitch?
All right, come on. She offered to take me out. All right. The module, all right, cool. I'm like, dang, she means like, you know, playing a social media game. I'm like, all right, so I'm taking me out. She like, whatever stuff, she, whatever. All right, cool. To the media, she met me. I seen where she parked there. Cool, I can see her outside my house, so they'll park right there. Well, we got in my car. Drove, get some, there's a solution. We get, like, the ride there, number one, it was like, I saw the red flag, or a rip, she bought my phone. Playing the music, she's trying to take selfies in the car. I turn the music all in, on purpose. Set it all in, boom. You get to the spot, you get there. The bitch don't even like sleep. She don't even know what type of sleep you get, but it's okay though. It's cool.
Who picked the spot?
I did. I said like she was
okay.
She wanna take me out. I like sushi. I'm thinking that she knows sushi. All right, cool. All right, she know what you know type of sushi. So, all right, from a get a shrimp tip or. Cook.
Well, she could have said, hey, I don't eat sushi. So.
She could have spoke up.
But yeah, she fucked with me, so it was cool. I think she tried to get to know me.
Okay, so that was nice to say.
Well, go there, chill. As soon as we order the food, she ain't done with the order. We get, like, let's get the rice and all this shit, kibasu, fried rice, and all that, and struggling for it, whatever. Cool. The old time. Yeah, my phone. The conversation, you're not talking about me. I'm looking like, oh, yeah, I'm about to leave. I know I'm about to leave. Oh.
Like small talk conversation when I need to pay attention to surrounding.
Small talk conversation, but every 2 seconds I'm from. Picture. Food come.
Of course. Oh, hold on. Don't eat yet. Don't eat yet.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, I hate that shit.
Is that rice? So I'm like, all right. That's one. That was the sushi come for. Then the rice come and all that. I'm like, and she's still on her phone. She didn't even eat yet because she after she pulled, she had to wait to see who liked it or whatever. Boom. Once I peeped that, I was like,
hold on. You waiting for likes?
That's what she been going.
Oh, listen. That's so trash.
So listen,
you can't even just cook the joint and
listen.
Yikes.
So listen, look what I did though, right?
That's drink culture.
I get up, I like, I'm going to the bathroom. I go to the bathroom.
And dip.
I told her, no, I didn't even want to go. I told her the weird, like, listen, the food at the time, it was only like $60.
You saw people.
I know, I just gave $100 bill. But that's what it's you know. I did go to the bathroom, take a piss, I leave. As soon as I'm pulling back into my parking spot, where is it? That's the longest I've been there from. It's only like 20 minutes for him.
She still waited.
She go, I'm like, I'm home. She was like, what? Stop playing. I'm like, yeah, I'm home. She's like, boy, you where are you? I just clicked under the phone. I'm back in the house. And I'm in the house. I see her coming out of Uber. It's a high cover. But I told her before I had to see it out of the window.
Yo, she parked by your spot through the other one.
That's a shame.
Because
he should.
No, I'm
just going to
say, this is not my
waste of
my time.
That's what it is.
All right, so Todd, so I'm saying, like, yo, like, if somebody doesn't like us, just say you don't like me.
No,
like,
somebody said me.
Like, a big deal. You know what I'm saying?
She liked me. She did like me. The thing is that.
So she didn't ask no questions about how to know you, but you like her.
I got turned off already.
Oh, yeah.
The moment that all that was coming, all that was there, like before we, but once we got around each other, it was like, oh no, I'll leave.
So even when y'all was face to face, nothing was moving.
It wasn't though. She was on the phone and she was like, nothing on social media. That's and that shows that person where you at.
Yeah.
I don't even have an Instagram. This is what you want. Like, all right, this is what you're worried about.
Right.
I said, cool.
Right.
That's not for me.
It's the
secret of the validation from people.
I got Twitter. Dating today is
seeking validation. You know what I'm saying? We're looking for someone to like us that doesn't even know us. 10 years ago, online dating wasn't as popular as it is now. You know what I'm saying?
Now I have a show. Y'all got Tinder and all that type shit. Black people meet. Y'all on them websites?
I got Hinge.
Oh, no.
I like to have a conversation. No, like to talk. No, Christian Mingles. I like to talk. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, I don't take like that serious.
Oh, no.
Christian Mingles is funny as shit.
No, I was when I was back in the day, I used to do.
No, that's hilarious,
I used to do Lava Knife.
Lava Lord? Oh, the party line. Remember the party line?
I used to call for the hoop.
No, yo, listen. All right. Here's the thing. I had a nickname, right, back in the day, that I used for the party line. The party line. What's up? My name is Iceman, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Dog, you leave a voice message. You fucking Tom Gunn?
Yo, what's going on?
Iceman.
Yo, hit me up. Yo, hit me up. I'm saying like,
okay,
like don't you hear, you know what I'm saying? Give me a call and we can talk or something, you know what I'm saying? Yo, like, that was the vibe back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know about the damn party line.
And the crazy thing, I know what to bring. Yeah. He needs to bring that back.
We kind of got it.
But it's Clubhouse and all that type.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say we got it with that. Yeah, like, I mean.
I'm at a handicapped girl.
We got videos now. We got shit. We actually see people now.
I'm at a handicapped girl with a lot of like
a handicapped girl.
Yeah, yo, that's she had one lip.
That's how
is it?
She got me. God,
she was probably pretty as shit, but like,
no, that was catfish before catfish.
Oh, she probably sounded like this.
Yeah, she did.
Oh,
see,
my
by
God.
Then, you pulled my voice.
So my voice.
Oh, yeah, so
oh, God.
Somewhere in Pennsylvania, it was like maybe an hour out of my way up in Jersey. I'm going, I drove to the crib. I get out of my car, right? Fuck in the hood. All right, I'll liquor store at the front of the street up there, gas station down the street, and a corner poppy store at the end of the court. So I walk in the house and she was like, have a seat. But she said, have a seat from the other end of the house. So I'm like, holding up for the door, like, you had a school note. So I came in and sat down. She said, I'm coming up there in a minute, freshen it up. All right. So all I hear was like, zoom, like,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, Oh, oh my God.
Because he had the plastic Rams on. Oh. Like the plastic, the plastic runners.
Oh. Oh, the runners. Oh, yeah. Yo. That's an old school. Yeah. Oh my God.
And she was older. By this time, I was like, nigga, I was like 24. Yo. So I was like,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so she come up, hey, I said, oh my God. She's in a wheelchair with one leg pushing herself older than me. She had to be in her 40s. Like, I'm like 24. Yeah,
she was looking for a companion.
I said, fuck!
Damn.
And she touched my leg, like she rolled up to me. I'm sitting there, she rolled up to me.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And she touched my head, like the following meal.
Oh, wow.
I said,
Jesus. I said, come on.
I said, Lord. Wow. So you know how when you're in a bad situation, and you pray to God, you're like, Lord, just please let me out of the situation. And I promise I'll never be reading niggas again. Just, I gotta get out of here.
That's
I don't know how to get out of here.
Nah, yo, that's
because
crazy.
I'm probably gonna sleep with this lady. I don't
wanna
do it!
Let me ask y'all this. Would y'all get somebody that's handicapped?
Yes. So I pray, and she said, she pulled out, you know, kind of Newport. Oh, she said,
shorts.
Well, not boxing squares.
She said, I don't got some squares. She said, oh man, I don't got no ones. I'll get it. She said, the puppy's gonna call you right. I said, yeah, I'm gonna get it. I went in my car, and she was like, where you going? I said, I gotta drive to the store. He goes down the street. I'm about to walk. I'm gonna drive. It's late at night. I don't know my wife. She's like, okay. I said, yeah! And I left her.
Oh my God, that's for sure.
I'm going to hell for it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't want to do it. But this,
so what did you have? Let me ask y'all. And I want y'all to answer this individually, right? What age did y'all realize, like, life was real?
When I actually realized life was real for me, right? It was actually after high school, right? I graduated high school and stuff like that. I planned on going to Penn State. I went to Penn State for a year and a half, right? You know what I'm saying? And you know how you get loans and stuff like that? So basically, you know, I got, you know, my loans and stuff like that. Since I was at 21, I couldn't really sign for my own loan. So I had to use my mom as a cosigner. You know what I'm saying? My mom never went to college, so she didn't understand the process. So basically what happened was, you know, I got the loan and stuff like that, put her name on it and everything. You know, once she got the bill for it though, she was like, hold the fuck up. I'm not signing for this. No, $4,000. It was $4,000.
$40,
right. She was like, I'm not paying for that. I got to get a new refrigerator. I ain't doing none of this shit. Fuck that. I'm canceling this loan. So she canceled the loan on me.
She didn't tell you?
She told me. She cursed me out for that. You know what I'm saying? She was like, why would you put my name on there? I ain't agreed to that. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I thought you was going to go to school. It wasn't going to cost that much. It was a lot with that. So I ended up having to leave and stay for that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, to this day, I was like, damn, like, I could have graduated from there. But that's not the only reason. My great-grandma got sick and all that. It was a bunch of stuff happening at 19, 20 years old. Right. You know what I'm saying? You know, this was a year or two before, you know what I'm saying, she got sick and passed away. So, like, I had life happening at that age and trying to process still being in love with a woman and stuff like that and trying to, like, you know, still be a kid and stuff like that. So, like, I had to be able to, you know, prioritize and categorize certain things.
So, you know, school parents?
Yeah, my dad died when I was three.
No, my mom died and my dad is somewhere in New Jersey doing this thing.
Look.
For 2 months.
Yeah, my dad died when I was three. You know what I'm saying? I watched that happen. And, like, you know, my mom got sick. She had kidney failure. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it was a lot, you know. But the thing is,
how long was that?
That happened in 2012, actually. So when she passed away, right? But like at 2014.
So this is my mom's 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
So actually, my mom passed in 2013, but she got diagnosed with end stage renal failure. That was it.
So his mom died 2013. My doctor.
Right. Right. I knew she was going to pass 6 months before she passed.
Before she passed.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And that was crazy.
Sad question was, Y'all was already at the Landmark.
So Brian came in 2013.
I came in 2014, March. Okay. On my birthday, actually. March 3rd, 2014.
And I came December of 2014.
I didn't believe it. Oh, thank you.
My mom died in May.
So
May 23rd, this month, it'll be 10 years.
It was crazy because I started off blowing the courier position. Yeah, I met Nate.
So we share a similar
story.
That's what I was getting. I'm like, man. Your mom, and then you mentioned that you had, and I'm like, all right, so hold up.
Yep.
Now I'm asking the time, and I'm like, oh, damn, so.
Yes.
I met Brian 6 months after my mom left. That started 6 months. So we already had that.
Like that bond, like it was like a mutual bond. They're like, damn, we can relate to something.
Exactly.
Oh, I was seeing this kid, 20-something-year-old kid.
Yo, listen, I went through some shit, dog. So at that moment, like, you know, when you're going through that, you don't realize that you're actually going through something crazy. It's like, damn, like, how the fuck am I going to do that? I'm so mad. I had so much hatred and anger.
That's what you don't notice. When anytime you're doing something, you don't really notice it until afterwards. When you just sit and reflect and look back.
Exactly.
But the real shit is, so the question is, around a 21-year-old in your position, that's death. Like, you can't, you get to navigate.
I could have easily turned to drugs. Yeah. I could have easily been on the corner. So I'm saying, let me grab a pound. You know what I'm saying?
That's the great thing that.
I mean, you was out here balling, bro.
I was balling. You know what I'm saying? I was lying. I was doing a bunch of fuck shit at 21. You know what I'm saying?
The flip side of it was that, like, you didn't chew that pill. And the same thing go for you. Like, you could have easily went down the path of.
Oh, I did, man. That I want to save that conversation for another pod.
Okay.
Because that's
cool. That's cool.
I'm talking about my mind because that's deep. Because that's, I want to cover a special impression and all that.
Right. That's when life got real for me, though. So, I mean, boy, you definitely.
Life got real for me with that situation, but that's like I said, the talking about it. But the real life got real for me was when I decided to move out on my own when I was 22. And it's not like I was pushed out of that. Like, it was just like, all right. Like, you know, when you have the comfort of having a parent and we don't understand the situation, they say, of my rules, my house, my rules. Or I was paying a bill, but my mom was like, look, once you're 18, you got responsibility in this joint. So you graduated high school, you got a job. She said, pick a bill. I don't care which one, pick one. So I had the electric bill and the gas bill. My brother had the water bill, like the sewage bill. So I already knew responsibility, but to have that whole, like, I'm on my own feeling where everything relies on me. And then at the same time, I'm navigating life on my own with a new job. And I'm trying to navigate, you know, people's perceptions, because I grew up in an area where it was mostly like, I'm coming from the hood to the burbs, or when you get to the burbs, you get that little culture shock of, all right, you don't recognize your.
I
came from Camden to go to, like, I don't think exactly.
Camden is different from Jersey, though.
Yeah.
Camden is definitely different from the rest of Jersey.
Yeah, so you don't have to, but the shock is like, it's like you don't know that you're a minority when you're young until people point that out that you're a minority. Or you just get a real culture shock of, like, oh, you know what? I mean, let me change that, because my culture shock could change people back to when I was younger, but just understanding, like, I think one of my main things about culture shock is just understanding that when you are a minority in the world that we live in, like, it's more bleak, especially for black men. Like, you don't have a space where you're going to be like,
it's definitely
falling away.
It's definitely, because it's definitely always taught that. I think they don't say, like, no, yeah, a lot of those things, like, I've been told, but for them, get up, do not cry. So you can't show your emotion as men. This is what we was taught, like, it's coming up, right? You was from your pop, or the brother, or the sibling. This is what we was taught, right? So, like, you really don't have no room to complain about anything, right? It's always, they always get hammered, like, no, I'm the man, you got it. No, and in a way, like, you see a lot of men spiraling, right? Nowadays, you see a lot of men spiraling there, like, when they get older, you see them, like, because they couldn't never really talk to the body. When you get older, you see them releasing a lot of.
When did light get real for you though? Like, when's the first time light got real for you?
I remember this shit. I was like 7 to 8. I was having my daughter. My daughter is 17 now. But I remember this shit. I was 17. I was in her eyes. Her baby mom, so she was pregnant. She was keeping. But it really was the honey.
Dang.
It was like, ooh. She had a sentence what she was doing. And it was like, I knew it. And I, you know, the crazy thing though, I'll be real. This was during an away game. I'm going to weigh myself. You gotta play away yourself, right? I'm playing away yourself. I ain't remember. She told me something about the locker
room. What sport?
Basketball.
All right.
The locker room. She flat out told me she was like this. Right? Just keep her hit. And I remember this old. She got pregnant in December with 5. This was like January 6th. And I remember I'm listening. I remember this thing good. I'm listening. I had a CD player. Remember
CD player?
No,
CD. I remember that shit.
I'm listening to Jeff Jones. That's a creep. That diary.
You know, y'all drinking. What's that fucking CD?
Yo, oh my God.
I'm listening to that. I got the first song from this on my diary. I'm listening to the override. And I'm like, I'm out of it though. All your teams actually, I was last year going on the bus. I was out of it. I remember right before we had to come up with one month, I just bust out crying. Yo, I'm really having a baby.
Dang, that's why I hit you hard.
I'm like, yo, I'm about to have it. There's nothing I can do about it. I mean, like, I'm real, like, that's why I was like, all right. I even tried, like, a couple months after that, like, I even tried to get a little girlfriend in school, like, just so she could change her mind. Like, I'm like, yo, like, I'm going the whole way. That shit did not feel like and just like after a while, like after like the third or fourth month, I just was like, you know what, man, it's fuck it. All right, it's here. Come on, let's go to the job. It's a fun ritual. It's gonna be cool. Then that's what made me be like,
you had to grow up fast.
You grow up fast. Because my daughter, like, she basically grew up with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. 17, 18, you just start life.
I've had a couple scares at that
age. I'm just starting life. Like, I'm just like, yo, like, I'm just starting becoming, like, a man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, because you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And the simple fact that is you're responsible for someone else's life besides your own. And especially when you're at that age.
And my daughter is really, like, my best friend right now.
That's real.
Like, man, I'm really, really tight. Like, I don't have no possibilities. I don't have what I'm going to do. It's just me and her. And like, our relationship was really like this. Like, she talked to me about everything. Cause you know, boys are next to their mom, girls are next to their dad.
Of course, all right.
And she attacked me, and that's why our relationship was pretty exact. Like, and like, I tell her all the time, and I talk to her, I keep it real. And like, I talk to her about real stuff. I raised her right now. She's about to graduate next month.
Congratulations to her.
Thank you. And right now, I could just got it.
Hey, you are old. Nigga. Cool.
I can just got it.
I understand.
You don't want no more kids?
All right, now, so, well, I'm sorry.
Yes, don't want more kids?
This is a sidebar question.
No, I do. But, like, the next person, like, if I'm in a relationship with somebody and I deal with somebody, the next person I deal with somebody and they get pregnant, that's how I'm gonna make her eyes look. Because that's what it's about. So I ain't really get a chance to do that. Dude.
So you are the one getting married?
No, I don't mind getting married. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's go back and we do something more early. Like, I don't mind getting married again. Like, it's marriage is a beautiful thing.
Okay.
It's just hard.
It's not a bad thing. Like, it's no better feeling than knowing that this person got my back and I got their back. Like, it's no better feeling.
Because I think I hear men talk about marriage more today than women talk about money.
Yeah, but it's all about choosing the right person for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just...
Okay.
Some people is marrying people just because our financial stability or looks and all that. I'm not marrying for you. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to marry for you. I don't want you to marry me because financial stability. I want you to marry me like because you love me as a person. If all this shit go left field, still rocking.
And that's the part that's scary, because you have to make sure the chameleon process is a color where, you know, you can't see the product before it's bought anyway. Yeah. So you don't know what you're getting until you purchase it. And then next thing you know, like, not saying that she wasn't loving or she wasn't attentive, but then the moment you get sick, real life shit happens.
Right. Like,
can I ask a question? Both of y'all. Yeah, both of y'all older than me, right? Why should a man get married? Y'all both older than me.
I'm
not older than you. My OG. You know what I'm saying?
You my OG. You call me that stepdaddy?
And, you know, I told him to go out there and stick that.
No, but
all right, so why do men get married? Why should we get married? Let me ask that. Why should we get married?
You were asking this first
time. I knew since I was a little kid that I always wanted to be married. I knew it. I knew this was, like, I say for a fact, I knew I wanted to be married. Because watching my mom's situation, I was like, you know what I mean? I grew up with a stepfather. Like, I grew up, like, my father was in my life, but my father really was dead. So he was around, but he wasn't a pop.
Right.
So I had a step pop. And then, you know, the ups and downs of those relationships that you see growing up. All right, man, I don't want to have a woman that my mother didn't have in a partner like that. I don't want to be that dude that she had. But the kind of woman I want for myself, I don't want that. Like, I'm not saying my mother had a fault, she did. But, like, I can't. You can learn positives and negative things from people. And I knew, so how my stepfather was a lot, I didn't want to be like him. And my father, I didn't want to be like him. So I knew when I was even from a young age, like, I knew, like, I wanted to have a girlfriend. Like, I wanted to have a relationship. Like, I wanted to have a wife. I knew I just wanted to be a player. Now, when you get older and you start smelling yourself a little bit, you're a teen.
Like, yeah.
I'm dibbling and dabbling, but I already knew I wanted to be married before I was 30. So I got married at 30.
So, I respect that.
But a lot of people think that men don't have those type of things. I'm not sitting here saying that. It's each his own. Whether you want to get married or you don't, that's your own personal life you got to deal with. But I think a lot of people get wrapped up in the concept of marriage as, like, a happily ever after type thing. But marriage is not another job.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
it's work.
It's work, because,
like, I call it a job because you have to clock in and clock out every day. And sometimes in my marriage, I wasn't clocked in. So it's a job. Like, you have to, I mean, clock in, like, when you clock in, you have to be there. And sometimes as men in life, when stuff goes wrong, you kind of drift away. And my mom passed, had a lot to do with that. Like I said, I'm talking about that deeper stuff. But just to me being like, all right, now I'm getting back to the space of I'm trying to clock in and be present. Clock in means be present. So I'm trying to clock in instead of being clocked out. So that's what I'm saying. Like, but you have to treat marriage like a job. Like, you have to be like, all right, sometimes I don't feel like being married today.
But you can't ever forget that.
Yeah, like, I don't really feel like being married today. Like, I don't even go to work today. I don't want to go back to that.
Yeah, you can't forget those.
And I'm not sitting here saying, like, I can go, I'll never always speak. Wow, great about her little bad about her life, because I'm sure she got some stories to tell. I ain't perfect, but I knew I wanted to be married, and I know I wanted to be married to her because that's she's a girl.
That's the real one right there. It's hard to come across real ones in today's society, right?
Real one.
Right?
So what are your thoughts on this, though? Yeah,
marriage.
That's real shit, though. That's real shit.
Marriage. My thought of marriage is like, it's a beautiful thing. Right, Chris, just think about it. It's just two people coming together as one, and no matter what, like, I got your neck, got my back, I'm gonna ride for you, or ride for you, no matter what. It's a real, you don't get no better feeling than that. You really don't get no better feeling than that. Like, you could go to sleep and you could realize, like, yo, this person got my best interest at heart.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it's, so I love it. I'm willing to do it again.
No, how comforting it is. Seriously, like, how comforting it is in the world we live in today that I know when I go to bed that my wife is not out to get me. You know what I mean? Like
she love you for you.
Not even that. Like, she don't want ill will towards me.
Yeah.
Not even, like, she hates me sometimes. I'm sure. Yeah. She's not gonna like the person I am. She's gonna be mad at me. She's not gonna wanna talk to me. But it's not like I want. And same thing with me. Like, whether it works or I'm not speaking to existence, but whether it works or not, I don't want the worst for her. Some people want the worst for you when it don't go in their favor. I don't want the worst for nobody. Right. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how comforting it is to go to bed knowing that I don't got to worry about if I'm ill or if I'm mentally not here yet.
She got your back.
Not even got my back, because sometimes that's the whole, like, I'm trying to get away from these cliches to call it marriage. Like, I don't want to have to each other's back or 10 toes down. Like, you know, because there's certain days she doesn't deserve to have my back. She's not going to. She's a human being, too. So sometimes you're going to be like, I'm going to fight guilty then. And that's fine. That's the ever flow of the marriage that people don't talk about. People have to learn. Like, sometimes your partner is not going to want to be your partner today.
Yeah.
And that's
all right. Like, it's always
acceptable.
But that's just everything in life, though.
Yeah.
Right? You always.
But people want to know.
We want. But we always fall out of love with everything. Right? It's something we always fall in love with, but we always have the ability to fall back in love with. Marriage is something like that.
Same
that time.
Right?
Might fall out of love, but not really fall in love. Like
no, you do. That was my marriage. When I got married, my marriage counselor said, you have to learn to stick it out when you fall in and out of love with each other in the process.
Yeah.
Right. Because you're going to.
Because the key factor in that is you gotta look at and see, like, all right, we'll need to fall. So it's until you get side pregnant. You know, like I said, like right now it's a lot of temptation for us. And that's the clicking button. You'll go with our phones, so you click. Right? So it's easy. It's not just temptation for us down. You know, still, so I'm able to them too. Right? And you feel like when they feel like they feel cute or whatever, and they feel like they nice and get ready for work or whatever, or then you go out and we'll give that compliment and they post a picture and they get the compliments. They looking for that. That compliments they get from people that's on the likes that they get or whatever, they say they get 1,000 likes or whatever. They really looking for one compliment from us. You know what I'm saying? They really do. But sometimes we might be in our own world, like, on our own shit at them, so we're not giving them that compliment, so.
I'll say.
All right, so with that being said, now let's get toxic. What's wrong with having two wives?
Yeah.